Hello there, Benjamin Brower.
May I ask who this is?
Yes, sir. My name is Josh, and I am calling you from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. I am not selling anything. We would just like to know a little bit about your opinion, which is very important. Okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brower. Okay, so I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
You will definitely vote, okay. What is your age, please?
34.
34, okay. Thank you very much. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, African-American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, other, don't know?
I am white.
White, okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'll go with 10.
Extremely motivated, okay. Regardless on how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say satisfied.
Satisfied,
well,
all right.
I'd say,
You can go ahead. Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied, or even don't know or refused?
I think I'm going to go with dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Allow two choices, please. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, improving K through thought 12 public schools education, climate change and environmental issues, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs, immigration and border security. Two at least, please.
Two of those?
Yeah.
I would say protecting democracy and protecting abortion rights.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights and also protecting our democracy and freedoms. Great. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better. All right. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Things are getting a little bit worse.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights or fewer rights than other people in this country?
More rights.
More rights. Would you say much more, somewhat more, or the same?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the Democratic Party, from 1 to 100? From 0 to 100, I'm sorry?
I would say 85.
85. Joe Biden?
100.
100. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I hate to say it, I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, not familiar with them, right? Okay, just one moment, please. Still, from a 0 to a 100, no opinion, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Kamala Harris?
90.
90, okay. The NAACP?
100.
100. Ron DeSantis?
0.
0. Taylor Swift?
75.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Now, I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all?
Very worried.
All right, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay, so American democracy is under major threat now. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. America is on the path to another civil war. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. So you said somewhat agree, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society?
Strongly agree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you very much. One moment, please. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative actions programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Support.
Okay. Would you say strongly support, somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A would be, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. And statement B, it says, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of these two statements do you agree with more? Much more A, somewhat more A, much more B, somewhat more B, both or neither, or do not know?
Much more B.
Much more B. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Again, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, a 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Secure borders?
8.
8, okay. Religious freedom?
9.
9, okay.
Well,
free.
I'm going to move that to an 8, actually, sorry.
An 8 to religion and freedom, right? Religious freedoms, okay? Perfect. Free and fair elections?
10.
10, extremely important. Traditional family values?
0.
0, okay. Affordable health care?
8.
At an 8, okay. Quality K-12 education?
Education? 9.
9, okay. A fair and equitable court system?
Jeez. You're listing off a bunch of important things.
Yes.
I guess I'll go with a 10 for that as well.
A 10 for that. And a strong military.
7.
7. Okay. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. Do not agree at all, 0. Somewhat agree, 5. Strongly agree, 10. And any number in between, of course.
I guess I would go with 7.
There. 7. All right. And the next quote would be, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, sir?
10.
All right. Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a service, people's opinion change. Let me ask you, please, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I am still a 10.
Still a 10. Extremely motivated? Okay.
Yep.
Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, that one. College graduate, bachelor's degree.
Yep.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married. Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every day? Once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? I really appreciate that, Mr. Bauer. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.